time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Last Sunday was, as you know, Super Sunday. I knew that millions of people would be watching the big game, and so being countercultural by temperament, I decided Sunday afternoon would be a good time to go out and take a walk. In fact, I thought it's a good time to do almost anything because most Americans would be slouched at the couch with chips and beer watching the Super Bowl, looking more like Chris Christie with each bite. Besides, the 49ers lost by a mere fingertip 2 weeks ago at Seattle, so I could not care less who wins the so-called Super Bowl. Sour grapes. Ah, but sweet revenge would it be if Peyton Manning picked apart Richard Sherman and the secondary of the Seahawks, right? Not that I cared. So my wife and I headed for the Headwaters Trail, expecting to be relatively alone. It was less crowded than usual for a Sunday afternoon. We hiked upstream until we encountered a group of ladies also hiking along the glassy waters of Elk River. As we passed, the ladies, my wife said, "I guess you don't care about the Super Bowl." One responded, "Oh, I'd much rather be on a super hike than watching the Super Bowl." Well put, I thought to myself. Still, as we passed them, I picked up my pace, partly because my male ego likes passing middle-aged female hikers, but also, I admit, I was curious to finish our hike, get home, and find out who was ahead, Denver or Seattle. A mighty offense against a mean and stingy defense. It sounded like a potential super match. I hiked fast for 2 hours, did some pruning at my wife's office, and was returning home thinking I might have missed the game of the century. Not that I cared. So I bought some beer, chips, and dips and hurriedly made my way home to plunk my body on the couch. To my surprise, it was only halftime. Seattle was smashing Denver, and yet I watched with interest as the Seahawks humiliated the touted offense of Peyton Manning and the Broncos. I hurried home for this. The lack of drama in such a one-sided game set me to thinking that maybe a lot of Americans are too fixated on 22 guys bashing heads around a piece of inflated pigskin. Even a great game on television is less exciting, well, certainly less healthy than a vigorous walk in the forest. So here's my conclusion. Most of us should go out and take a super hike, gaze at or paddle upon a super beautiful ocean, meander through a super beautiful forest, because, you know, all that beauty is right out our back door here on the North Coast. You say I'm nothing but a super Scrooge, bah humbled, but this I do believe. Entertainment has made Americans today sedentary and passive. Life is meant to be lived, not watched. So, if you've been stuck inside for too long, turn off the radio. I just got fired. Throw out your TV, find Jesus, and go outside to do something. Just do it. You don't have to be big and able to bench press 500 pounds to do something super. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.